epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I can't say his first name on social media, but his second name is Brown. C. Brown. We'll go with C. Brown.
Okay.
And says, fellas, KP is Kyle Pitts, is going to have a good season. I can feel it. I think you feel the positive energy that Mike and I have been talking about. And I'll say this, and I know some of you may think this is overblown as we're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. The energy is different with Kyle Pitts. And you can say whatever you want. We've been up here the last 3 years talking about this dude, covering this guy, covering this team. It's different with him. So I think that's what you feel, C. Brown. More than anything, we hope to project these feelings, Mike, onto the field, and like we start to see the results of all this stuff.
Right. Now, I asked the question, is it loose or is it aloof? Our buddy Reese, friend of mine, fam, you go Rattlers, he thinks he's aloof.
Okay.
So he said, you know, he's going to have to win some people over. Meanwhile, he's got thousands of Falcon fans in his corner who want to see this guy, you know, be the unicorn we thought he was when he got drafted. And as he said, he knows the pressure that comes with it. It was funny because we talked off the air a little bit. And I said, you know, bro, you provide endless show content for us, and we talk about you almost every day. And he was laughing about that. So, I mean, look, I'm hoping that he plays with a looseness and a confidence that he's getting from his teammates. And this, as we said, if there is a bond that is forged, again, not trying to be melodramatic, but if there's a connection, as all good quarterbacks have with their certain players, maybe that'll be for Pitts. We certainly see the connection with Michael Penix Jr. and Drake London. So, I mean, the ball, boom, 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 today. Down the field, we talked about one of the best throws I saw Penix Jr. Reminded me a little of the touchdown to Pitts against the Commanders. This one would have been in the midfield, but that dart that he throws to Ray McCloud in stride was just beautiful.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy?
And he throws a pick and he bounces back from it later in practice.
You know what's crazy, Mike, I was going to say is the DBs also know. It's like with anything, guys, and I've said this for years about any particular combination. You don't think the teams knew that Jerry Rice was getting the ball from Montana?
Right.
You don't think the teams knew that Troy Aikman was throwing it to Michael Irvin?
The playmaker.
You got to be able to stop it. And what's crazy is today, that sequence you're talking about, he went to Drake London like four straight times. And it's not like they don't know that he's looking
you
for him.
You didn't know?
Right? But it's like, I'm going over here, guys. I'm going to the right side of the field. I will be throwing the ball to this guy right here, number five. And he's throwing it to him, and they're still not able to stop it. That's what's interesting to me. But, Mike, that's what I've been saying. Whatever it is you do well, do it. And then if the other team's good enough, then stop it. And we haven't been good enough as of late, last X amount of years, especially in the passing game, to just go, good luck stopping that. Go play Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Good luck stopping that. It's what they do. And if you know it, it's one thing, but you got to be able to stop it. And I think that's what you saw today and I saw with Drake London is, okay, I'm going to him. What are you guys going to do about it? You know
what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, there is a swagger and there's a looseness now with the team. Now, the defense, it's just hard as a Falcon fan. That's what's so funny. Guys in the text line going, same thing. I'll believe it when I see it, says Morris. Okay. But, I mean, all we can do is tell you what we've seen. And then give you the caveat that, hey, it's still, you know, 1v1 versus another Falcon player. We will have a game against the Lions. You're not going to see any of the starters, I don't believe. Maybe a series. Then we'll have a scrimmage situation when the Titans come here. That's where I'm really looking forward to coming on the radio, Carl, and reporting to the listeners about what we're seeing. And now is Pierce beating up on people from other teams where you can have a little more – because there's a little more sauce – You'll have NFL there reps that, and that's when the things really start popping.
It's a good point. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Now, I got to tell you guys this before we get into our fourth and one, and then we're going to let you hear from Drake London with Andy and Randy. So we recorded that interview today with Kyle right after they got off the field. And, you know, he comes over right after practice. We kick it. We're talking with him. And we leave. And ironically, today, Day-Day had an appointment. He's usually there with us at practice. You've seen him, guys, with us. And a big shout-out to all the listeners we met, by the way, up on the hill today. Mike and I were just walking by, and guys were like, yo, Dukes and Bell. So it was great seeing you guys. And a big shout-out to Yuri, too, because Yuri came through. He had to get some wings today, man. Good to see you, brother. But we literally get here to Hooters, and Day-Day, we sit down, and Day-Day's like, yo, the interview didn't go through. And Mike and I are like, huh? Excuse me? What did you just say?
He goes, yeah, I'm running back what you recorded, and there's nothing there. I can hear you say test, test, and then there's nothing. And I'm literally like, by the way, are you proud of my anchor management techniques?
Very, very.
Because there would have been a hole in some wall here about 5 years ago.
And I've seen that happen, by the way. Got you suspended, but go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just stared into space, and what I did is I took down my tweet about our interview with Kyle Pitts. And Carl's like, no, man, I did it right. And because you, I did it right.
I did it right. I know what I did.
All I want to say is, all I'm going to say is that
it was like Eternal Affairs came in. It was a righteous shooting. I did it right. I didn't do anything wrong.
The look on y'all,
I pressed the button.
The look on y'all's faces had me think immediately of, y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah. So we had 5 minutes where we thought we've lost. Kyle Pitts has been, if nothing else, a unicorn for us the last few years to have that in-depth without the media scrum, with us being able to ask our follow-up questions. So we're looking forward to talking to Kyle and having a rapport that we did have with him. And then for Day-Day to say we don't have it, I'm looking at Carl. What the? Hey, guys, we had a great interview with Kyle Pitts, and let me tell you what he said.
So you always want to go behind the curtain. You guys always want to what really happens? This is what really happens. So literally 5 minutes goes by, and I tell Daddy, I said, all right, well, are you sure? Because as you guys know, I'm cool, calm, collected. I said, are you sure? All of a sudden, Daddy goes, my bad. It's right here. So, yeah, man. But bottom line is, right. You heard it. And for those who missed it, we're going to replay it for you later in the show. Hey, Drake London's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to fourth and one. Mike, you brought up the Titans coming in here to practice with the Falcons. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, there is no competition, guys. He was drafted number one. He's going to be the guy. Will Levis, shoulder injury. He's out for the season.
And thanks to Shedeur Sanders for taking all the pressure in the world off of Cam Ward. I can't remember a first-round pick, a first overall pick in the NFL draft, being less discussed than Cam Ward. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Up in Nashville.
It really is. He was talking about their offense. Now, we're going to see it in a couple of weeks because they're going to come in here and practice for 3 or 4 days, whatever it's going to be. And there will be a scrimmage in live scrimmages and all of that. But he was talking about their offense right now. Now, remember, Calvin Ridley's up there, right?
Right.
They have some pieces, but the quarterback piece, like so many teams, they're still trying to figure out. They thought it was Will Levis a few years ago. They drafted him early in the second round. And as I said, he's not even going to play this season. Here's Ward talking about their offense.
I just think we're very mid right now, from my position to up front to the receiver's position. But at the end of the day, it all starts with me. I just don't think we're at where we need to be. But we got a little bit of time, and so every day we get better as a whole. We're a young team, but that's no excuse. At the end of the day, we got to come with the right mindset every day and come to work.
Mid is the word he described their offense.
Yeah.
Not great. Not terrible. Mid.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess he's been, you know, again, much like Michael Penix Jr., a guy who had some extra years of eligibility, kind of comes in, not like a bright-eyed rookie as some rookies come in.
Yeah.
He's had experience. He had a lot of pressure in Miami, and he delivered. And it, like, you know, the games where they got down, he brought him back. So I'd be curious to see. Some guys, it's funny, for all the things we said about guys were swearing that Shedeur was going to be an NFL star and other guys felt Shedeur Sanders isn't that guy. There are some scouts who don't feel warm and fuzzy about Cam Ward either.
No, it's true.
So we'll see where it goes.
It's true. Meanwhile, talking quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson, Mike, is he going to be the starter? And if so, at what point? Does he start the season as a starter?
Well, he says he's working as if I'm the day one starter. Okay, but how's your coach feel about this? Because they did bring in Daniel Jones, as I think, if not an insurance policy, a light a fire under your butt policy to get Anthony Richardson focused. This was the great debate about him coming out of Florida 2 years ago. He wasn't ready. He's not even close to the finished product. I mean, he was less the finished product than Mike Vick was coming out of Virginia Tech after two seasons. You know how Mike was in the old days. It was one hot read those first few years, and if not, pick it up and go. But Anthony Richardson, I mean, I think you got to win back some of the team. There's been articles written about that in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And he's got to really dog it out. And we're going to find out if this was going to be a buster or he's going to finally find what everyone was so excited about, a guy with a cannon for an arm with explosive athleticism.
4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. A couple of injuries to report. And, again, we got the Hall of Fame game tonight, Rams-Lions. Mike, the spread is – I'm joking. You're not big.
Well, let's find out.
Would you stop it? It's the Hall of Fame game.
It is the Chargers. I know, it's the other L.A., but it's the Chargers, and the line is Detroit minus –
Yeah, I said Rams. My bad.
I do it all the time. Detroit minus 1.5 because it's preseason and there's a lot of penalties and – a lot of bad football. The over-under is 33.5. So that would be a 17-17. Could end in a tie.
Mike, nobody's betting this.
2 hours.
Sure they are. May I introduce to you one Stephen Steak Shapiro.
I was voted, Sandy Springs third place dad of the year.
He would bet this?
In the old days.
He would bet this.
We'd be at the lodge in Buckhead. Now, again, the statute of limitations has run out. And Steak's already brought some of this stuff on there, so I'm not talking out of school. But when I first started working at the mighty 790, which doesn't exist anymore, I would be there, and there'd be like two guys would be looking for Steak. Two bookies would be looking for Steak.
Oh, come on.
And so there'd be a guy like, yo, you see your boy Steak? I go, no. Who are you? It doesn't matter. Okay. So Steak would bet on this stuff. I told you the story of him betting on the over-under. We're sitting with Jeff Burton. I told you that story a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The NASCAR driver.
He was upset.
It was the spring race, and the game goes over, meaningless, and I think the Raptors scored a basket, and Steak goes, mother blanker, and Jeff Burton, wow, he really loves the Hawks. So Steak in the old days, that is the type of degenerate that would, my buddy Drunk Larry will bet
on this.
He will bet this game.
Look, I love a little action, but I got to draw the line at the Hall of Fame game.
No, I mean, you know nothing about these two rosters because you're not going to see the starters. Trey Lance, does he have ants in his pants?
What's the over-under again?
It is 33.5.
I might put some action.
I might go under on that. Detroit minus 1.5 tonight.
Now you got me thinking about it. I might put some action.
NBC Sports. So you'll see the Sunday night crew. We will see the Hall of Fame class. And we talked about it earlier. Eric Allen.
Yeah.
Big-time stud. Antonio Gates. I know Randy Mack loves his game as a fellow tight end.
He's a dude.
Jared Allen, we talked about as well. I mean, it is a relatively small class of just four guys.
Hey, man, Ravens Isaiah Likely rolls his ankle, expected to miss a few weeks. We're seeing more and more of this kind of stuff pop up. We've got our own issue with Mark Darnell Mooney. By the way, no update on Darnell Mooney today. Raheem said there's nothing new. We're going to reevaluate him in a week or so, but nothing new to report right now.
We got the classification, the qualification on what was going on. With Jalen Walker, it's a slight hamstring issue. So as I said, when they were kind of doing the sort of slow motion 50% speed walkthrough, he was out on the field for that as an edge rusher. But when they went to live 11-on-11, he was on the sideline.
All right, I got to mention this because Madden 26 is coming out. I'm so psyched. Told you guys, if you're a gamer, and I am, the graphics on this are ridiculous. But Mike, top 10 safeties, Madden 26. You know who's number one?
Jesse Bates,
baby.
Oh. Over Antoine Whitfield.
Jesse Bates.
From the Bucs, because they're kind of always like right dead even Steven on that
Bates
stuff.
Is better. He's better than Buda Baker.
I'm with you.
He's better than Derwin James.
Mm.
On the game, he is too.
Right.
I'm not just saying this. 95 rating for Jesse Bates. Jesse, what's up, man? That's awesome.
Yeah, man. We'll get into the offensive rankings for Bijan. The guy's coming up in Guy Talk, so stay tuned for that. The other thing today, though, is what's up with our third-round draft pick at safety? Where is he at?
Xavier Watts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not participate in the 11-on-11 today.
And we picked up a safety.
Yeah.
So that sounds like another injury concern.
It could be. It could be. But he missed the 11-on-11 portion of practice. Mm. Not sure why. Just like with Jalen, we didn't speculate. And today we find out he's been dealing with a minor hamstring injury, according to Coach Raheem Moore. So they expect him to be full bore, at least back practicing guys. He practiced today, Mike said. It was sort of the walkthrough portion, but – He was on the field, but they expect him back next week. I don't know, Mike, the Xavier Watts situation, I think the guy's going to be a starter.
Right.
That's how I felt.
Right.
But this gives me a reason to pause, and we'll just see. You know, sometimes these things, man, it sets your development back, which is a question Raheem was asked today about Jalen. He said, no, the way this guy prepares. And by the way, huge compliments about Xavier Watts and the way he handles his business. Classroom, the study, a study of the game and all that stuff.
And Billy Bowman, I'm telling you, man, it's a poor man's honey badger. I'm loving his stuff. He's all over the field, too. We're watching these guys. Again, guys, early days yet. Carl, I sure I can't entice you to bet on this game tonight?
What's the deal?
Hendon Hooker said he's really looking to, you know, shine tonight, put on a show.
Hendon Hooker's playing?
For the Lions.
What's the what's the number?
Again, 1.5 over under his 33.5. So you got Trey Lance trying to impress some teams.
Hooker's better.
You got Hendon Hooker, who I loved at Tennessee before he got banged up. So maybe they're looking to light it up, Carl, for maybe a 13-point first half.
Don't do it.
We're having fun, guys. We're having fun. Hey, man, we're coming back. Drake London. What did he say to Andy and Randy? You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia, hanging out. We will recap what we saw at practice. Also, our interview with Kyle Pitts, for those who missed it, coming up at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Very good stuff from Kyle. And before we get to Drake London with Andy and Randy, Mike, update on the trade deadline. I know people have been saying, Dukes and Bell, what's going on? Braves done anything? No.
No. And I'm wondering now, Mark Bowman from MLB Network, just his 2 cents worth, saying, wondering if there's just a finite market for, unfortunately, Marcell Ozuna. The hip injury might be scaring some people off. He has shown you some home run pop, 2 home runs in the Kansas City series, so that might be something that people could hang their hat on.
Okay.
But the only team I've heard him linked to is the Padres. Padres have got a big hole at DH, and the thing is we probably wouldn't get anything from Marcell, but it still makes more sense to move him because he's going to probably be gone next year. Hard to see the Braves, you know, because in free agency, but maybe that more, or you hold on to him because maybe all of a sudden the free agency ask isn't so reach. And maybe you can bring him back for 18.
Correct. That's the other side of this.
If you're not getting any calls or any traction on him now, I mean, I know it's a different market once, you know, you're into this hot stove league, but just something to think about. I'd love to keep him.
No, I would too, Mike. And again, we're not worried about, you know, him running out there in the outfield. More on the Braves coming up. Grant's going to join us to kind of recap. Other teams that are in the hunt are making moves, especially in the National League. Yankees got a closer today. We'll go through all of that with Grant. But as of right now, trade deadline's at 6. We will keep you updated. What about Drake London? How big of a season is he going to have? He sat down with Andy and Randy today, and they got a chance to talk to our star wide receiver. They were talking to him about progress and what his progress has been year after year.
I think that's my goal every year coming into a new season is just to grow in whatever aspect I can for the team and for myself as well. So I strive to be everything, whether that be team goals and self goals, you know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest thing for me is just growth. If I can grow in a year and do a little bit better than I did last year, then I know I'm doing my part.
Was there anything specifically this offseason that you said, all right, I feel really good about this, I feel really good about this, this is a part of my game that I really want to focus in on and improve?
I think route running, just honing in on that and really owning the routes that we have in this offense right now, I think that was the biggest thing. And then just getting together with the guys and having fun and building that chemistry.
What was the biggest adjustment for you? Because we were talking about last year, we'll get on this year, but they played you a lot more inside. You know, you run those hook routes and everything like that. Was that something that you worked on, or was it like the playbook's there? Hey, Drake, we need you to learn this position going down the stretch.
Yeah. No, I didn't really see that as an adjustment at all. I mean, that's how I made it on the field at USC.
Okay.
So my coach told me, he said, hey, do you want to move inside? And I said, I better not have my hand in the dirt.
Right.
You know? And so that's kind of how it went. Right. And that's how I touched the field as a true freshman. And I'm comfortable being in there. You could put me anywhere, and I'll try to go do the best that I possibly can.
Drake London joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. In the final three games of the year last year, Michael Penix was a starter, obviously. You had 39 targets. It's a lot. I'm sure you don't mind that. That's a lot of targets. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that a pace like that can project out for a whole season?
We're just going to have to see. I'm not going to speak too much on that. That's just how the games went in the last three games, you know. And we plan on doing that and keep on doing that with everybody, KP, Mooney, Ray, everybody, you know. Everybody's going to get fed. So that's what I'm really excited for about this season is everybody's going to touch bread.
How has it been so far with him being the QB1 and knowing that Michael, coming into the season, Michael's going to be the starting quarterback? And I'm talking about it happened as soon as basically when the season was over, you knowing him. So how has it been this offseason growing with him, especially because of how young of a player he is?
Yeah, it's really, really fun. I mean, you see the potential. And then, too, I say we have, like, in the fire reps together, you know, yeah. And with the team. And it just shows the potential of what we could possibly be with those reps before season starts, you know. So we're all excited, and he's a hell of a player and a hell of a person, so we're excited to have him.
How much does that help? Because, I mean, obviously last year you come into the year, you and Cousins had not played NFL games together before, but it went well. The year before that with Desmond, you did have that at the end of the year, right? A couple starts at the end of the year you played. And then last year with Penix for three. How much does it help kind of knowing him a little bit more, like you said, in the fire, on the field, as this season gets ready to start?
Yeah, I mean, you could bank reps on this practice field all you want, but in the game, when you bank reps like that, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no or to not see the potential of what it could possibly be, you know? I mean, that's just ball players going out there and playing. You know what I'm saying? And if you make a mistake, you're not getting that back. Coach can't say rerun that play. So that's why I say, like, when you're in the fire and you have those bank reps, I think it's very, very good.
The offensive line, the leadership comes from probably Jake. He's the oldest and everything like that. But as far as you guys' skill position, are you talking about Kyle, Bijan? It's a very young group. How do you view yourself as does in a leadership role with all those guys? You're still young, but yet you've been in this system. You've been in this team going on to your fourth year.
Yeah, football years are dog years.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, there's still people coming in who are older than me and things like that, but I feel older than them in a football world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But honestly, this offense is cool into the sense that every single one of us holds each other accountable, and there's no true, like, oh, I'm the head honcho, I'm the leader of this group. It's I'm going to help every single person, whether I see you slacking or you're doing a good job. I'm going to give you that pat on the butt and say, let's keep on going. You know what I'm saying? So everybody holds each other accountable.
Drake London joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, live in Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Practice done for the day. Obviously still a lot more work to be done with the guys, but the field portion of it over with. When Michael Penix was asked about the offense and the potential about a week ago, he said, we want number one in everything. We think we can be the number one offense in the NFL. When you hear your quarterback or hear that your quarterback said stuff like that, how does that make you feel?
Amazing. He's striving for greatness, and so are we. So why can't we think big, and why can't we strive for great things?
How do you view, because, you know, how do you view yourself amongst your peers in the league?
You're talking about wide receivers?
Yes.
I view myself as one of the tops to be out there.
Agree.
It's going to take a little while for other people to see.
Agree.
I may be unorthodox to some people. I may not look the part always, you know, but I get the job done, and I do a lot more than other people see that's on the stat sheet. I'd be blocking my ass off. Excuse my language.
That one's okay.
That's okay.
That one's okay.
I use that one.
Yeah, yeah, that one's okay. Yeah. Just as long as you don't go the F route like Bergeron did on Tuesday.
No, but real deal, I'd be blocking my tail off, and I'd be doing the grimy work that a lot of people don't see on the stat sheet.
Right.
And to me, that's more valuable than just catching passes or doing any of that.
You said unorthodox. What do you think is unorthodox about the way that you play wide receiver?
I think maybe people don't understand my abilities and what I can do. It may not look like I'm getting separation, or it may not look like I'm doing much, but I'm still getting open.
Right.
And that's the main point of the game.
Well, that's them people that read those damn scout reports and all those different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, no, it's
and
cool. All, it's just adds
because
to the
I tell them all the time, when I was like, he's a big kid. When I first saw you, and then I saw you run your routes, so I was like, okay, he doesn't run routes like a bigger receiver. You can get in and out of your break. That's why I was asking you about working in the slot, running those different option routes and everything. When you are in your off season, just like you did, not over here, when you're in the off season, what are you working on as far as just physically trying to get yourself ready outside of just catching footballs?
Yeah, like I said, like route running. I work with TJ Huzmazada.
Okay.
It's a big part of my off season training. So I get with him and we work on a lot of stuff, I'm a bigger person, so moving in shorter spaces, you know what I'm saying? Being able to maneuver in there. And then, two, back to the unorthodox thing, is I'm a basketball player in football pads. A lot of these guys are strictly football players.
Right.
So that's how I view myself, and that's how I play.
Young defense. We've talked a lot about some of the new additions from the draft. Even guys that were drafted last year are going to be a big part of the defense this year. It's been chippy out there, we've heard, which obviously it's football. But what are your early impressions of some of the young guys that are new to the team?
Yeah, great additions. Watts, Bowman, who else is that? Jalen, JP, all them boys, you know. They're really doing their thing. Even Kobe, seeing glimpses of him finally out there. And then, two, they just have vets out there who really, really want to see them succeed and win, like Jesse, AJ, Mike, all those guys, and freaking Caden, everybody, you know. So they have a good bunch over there, and I think that defense is going to grow into something scary.
Last one for me is, how did you see your offensive coordinator, who was a first-time play caller last year, how have you seen him grow amongst last year and also coming into this offseason?
I've seen him grow a lot. He's just figuring out ways to make his ball players make plays. And I think that's something that's special about him. And he's always open. His ears are always open. He's ready to listen and to listen to guys on the field who are actually playing, you know, not just up there in the box watching it like Madden. So I think he's made a big jump, and he's ready to go. And he has that fire just like us. He's ready to prove the world wrong.
Drake London here with us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final one for me as well. Thanks for the time today. Like you said, football years are dog years, right? Mm-hmm. So year four, you've been through this a handful of times. How is the summer different for you? How is this process? I don't know if it's easier, but how is it different this year than it has been in the past?
It's funny. I was just talking to my coach about that, and it's not – my feet aren't wet now. I'm fully submerged, so I'm in the water now, and I'm fine treading water. So that's how I feel in a nutshell.
He's cool treading water. You know, again, the contract thing, we talked about that in the media scrum the other day with Drake London, and he's not concerned with it. I'm curious if they're going to get a contract done, Carl, before camp breaks, but we'll continue to monitor that situation. Live from Hooters Mall of Georgia, got to give a shout-out, Carl, to Wendy, and I forgot her husband's name, but he's a guy. And then there's Jocelyn. See Jocelyn, say hi to Carl.
Hello.
So they needed a goalie for their lacrosse team at Mount Pisgah.
Okay.
And she's like, I'll do it. And she's like, so she's tough as nails.
That's what's up.
So she's in between the pipes, and now she's blushing.
Oh.
But great young lady. We're meeting some great folks. This guy just rolled over here on his bike. See that bike over there?
Yeah, it's nice.
Look at that bad boy.
I know, man.
He's like, he goes, women never compliment me on the bike. It's always dudes. I said, it's kind of like being in talk radio.
It's true.
You never have to worry about groupies. It's generally all sausage fest.
We do have this in common. Is that yours? That's the one outside?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Awesome. Hey, thank you guys for coming out. Congratulations. And we are going to be meeting more people here over the next couple of weeks. I just told one of our loyal listeners we're here Monday next week, Tuesday, and then the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So lots of time to come out, man, if you can't come by today. Hey, man, coming up, Yeah Man No Man's on the way. And I got a Yeah Man No Man for Day-Day because I just found out something about Day-Day. So I got a question for him coming up.
That his wife wears the pants of the family?
Maybe. Okay. Dog report also and more from training camp guys here on Dukes and Bell.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is Dukes and Bell. Today, another day at Flowery Branch for us. It was day number two, padded practice, full pack practice for the Falcons, and we were giving you some of our impressions of what happened today, what went down, including the latest on Jalen Walker, who's dealing with a minor hamstring injury, and Coach Raheem Morris mentioned that today, so he missed the 11-on-11 portion of the practice Thursday and then missed the previous two practices, so we were all like, what's going on with Jalen Walker? Now we know. He was out there, Mike mentioned, in the slow-mo part of practice, right, which is kind of a walkthrough. And hopefully they hope to get him back full speed by next week. But, again, this is probably going to be a day-by-day situation with Jalen Walker.
But
man,
you said it earlier. I mean, you're missing out on opportunities to impress the coaching staff. And Jalen Walker, we kind of figured automatically he's going to be starting day one, you know, or he's going to be right across from, you know, Leonard Floyd. We weren't sure how this rotation is going to look.
Right.
But one thing, by the way, real quick, before we get to day-day, you guys are always asking, like right just now, what'd you see at practice? Divine Diablo, he looked when we first saw him, when we saw the trade. You don't realize how big he is, too.
He is big.
He's got some size, and he's quick for a guy that size. That's one thing I noticed today at practice.
He can run, and I think he's going to be the starter. Look,
wearing number zero, by the way.
I just feel like Troy Anderson is odd man out. I just do.
Every time I see Troy Anderson, he's got no pants on. I mean, I came out today. And I was talking to Jess from the Falcons, and there he is just kind of doing his thing, walking around in shorts.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. I mean, but that's – I think they're going to – this makes an easy decision for them.
Right.
That's what I'm saying when we talk about that final roster cut and all that stuff. Hey, man, let's get to Yeah, Man, No, Man.
All right, man. Happy Thursday. Shout out to everyone that came out to hang out with us this afternoon up here by the Mall of Georgia, Hooters.
By the way, tell that guy to put the laptop down. Who are you trying to kid with this stuff? Come on, Carl. Come on, put the laptop. Are you the supervisor here? Yeah, come on. Your boss is drinking. Turn off the laptop.
I'm boss.
Thank you. Back to you, Day-Day. Sorry about that.
All right. So earlier this week, guys, during Guy Talk, Mike talked about the reports of Bryce Harper basically cussing out Rob Manfred while he was in the team's clubhouse to meet in efforts to improve player relations. Well, Stephen A. Smith recently shared his thoughts and apparently felt a way about the reported incident, saying that warrants a suspension. I'm not going to lie. You can't confront the commissioner like that and talk to him like that. Yeah, man, no man. Stephen A. has a point, and Harper should be suspended for his actions.
You and I said if that's Roger Goodell,
he's done.
There's repercussions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just found it interesting, and again, it had nothing to do – it wasn't personal. This was, again, about the CBA and the idea that the players at some point would want to have a salary cap. Listen, the owners – and again, Rob Manfred speaks for them, and they want to have a conversation about a salary cap. You got to have that conversation with the upper echelon players
right
first. Mm-hmm. And so you try to have that conversation, and Bryce Harper says whatever he says. Now, again, we weren't there, but the reports are you blankety blank blank, you can leave the clubhouse. I think that it does warrant something. I was a little surprised that it even got out and nothing had been done.
Right.
But apparently, Mike, they reconciled, and, you know, Rob Manfred's like, no big deal. I don't know, man. I feel like there has to be some respect there. Right?
They said that, you know, Castellanos kind of broke things up a little bit instead of, you know, getting things focused back on the meeting. What got people freaked out was I think half the guys in that clubhouse were like, hell yeah, don't even come in here and talk about salary cap because we're not going to be the generation, as you said, that's going to sign off on that. I don't know. Rob Manfred is such a weaselly little corporate, you know putz that I mean, it just shows you the difference, though, in the NFL. That would literally be like a capital crime. You might be looking at a one-game suspension. Yeah. So I can't believe Stephen A., quite frankly, you know, gives a flip about this commissioner. But okay. Right. Sounds like a manufactured topic for ESPN. What crazy they do that.
All right, moving on to the hardwood. Something I was doing last night that we definitely, you know, Mike was not doing is I was watching a little WNBA.
How was that WNBA last night? Do tell.
Minnesota Lynx taking on the New York Liberty. And, you know, again, if you've been watching the WNBA, one of the things that they've been trying to do with engaging fans or viewers, I should say, is these in-game interviews. So the coaches are literally coaching. They don't do it like how the NBA kind of – you can tell they did it during the timeout and they just kind of play. No. They try to do it while the coach is coaching. Well, Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve, this is kind of how it sounded.
Coach, how would you describe the chemistry and connection between Courtney Williams and Nafisa Collier?
It's great. Courtney Williams didn't find the bottom of the bucket, but had a great floor game in that first half with the 8 assists. What did you like that you saw from her, Coach?
We just need her to be aggressive.
All right, thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah, man, no, man. Maybe the WNBA should hang it up on these.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, Carl. I don't think this is – it's bad enough in the NBA. I don't think you're getting what you're looking for with the WNBA.
Yeah, you know what? This is a hassle for these coaches, right? What did you think, Coach?
It's fine.
Yeah. Next question. Yeah. Got to score more points.
And literally she's, like, walking up and down the court looking at – you know, she's into the game.
Yeah,
like,
she's not paying attention. Yeah.
Anybody throw a marital aid on the court last night?
Not this time.
Jazz things up.
It's great.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. What's your next question? That was so funny. God bless him. It's funny because I'm wearing a shirt, Sager Strong today.
Right on.
Craig Sager, good friend of ours. And we participate in his events that still help so many cancer patients.
His wife, Stacy, keeps the flag waving for Craig fighting yes. against leukemia and blood cancer.
But I say all that to say he's the best.
Right.
Right. He could and respected enough that guys knew, all right, Sag's coming over. I got to give him something. Even Popovich, who hated this,
right.
would do something with Sager. I just think, like, they're still trying to, what's the phrase, Mike? Milk this, and they're just not getting the squeeze is not worth the juice, right?
Yeah, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, man. It's hard.
I just respect you watching more of that WNBA. You keep rolling with it.
Well, the good news is Caitlin Clark has been injured, and he's still watching. That's what's interesting.
You are the ratings, because ratings are down 60% without Caitlin Clark.
That's great.
So you are keeping the flag waving for those guys.
All right, let's move on to some gridiron stuff. So after fights broke out during Cowboys practice yesterday, head coach Ryan Schottenheimer was so angry. Reportedly, he yelled, "You want to fight? Let's effing fight. Get your asses on the sideline," and he made them run.
Oh, okay.
If you see the videos, though, like
it's weak sauce.
There's running. A new sheriff in town, and he won't be pushed around.
It's weak sauce running. Okay. But later on, CeeDee Lamb reportedly said he likes what the head coach is doing. We need discipline. Shout out to him for that. Yeah, man. No, man. The old ball coach approach could work for Schottenheimer, and maybe more coaches should adopt it.
I'm gonna jump in with. I don't know how Andy, or I should say Mike McCarthy, ran his program. He was there, so I don't know how much of a chip off that block he's going to be. I don't know. I just, Carl, you know, remember Marty Morningweg was the OC.
Bum.
And then became a head coach with the Lions.
Yep.
And he pulled the move where, this practice is ridiculous. We're done. And he rode off. Remember he got on his Harley and he left practice. And the guys are like laughing at him like he's a joke. So I don't know. I think most of these guys look at Schottenheimer as – you know, the cheapest option for Jerry to fill the – it was a horrible hire in the first place. So, I don't know. He tried to shake things up in the locker room by pairing quarterbacks and, like, Micah Parsons next to Dak and trying to create a little more chemistry on both sides of the football. But I just think these guys look at him as pure nepotism and a guy that's not bringing anything to the table.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work. Look, all these coaches try to put a spin on their – when they get their opportunity, right? It's their job. To Mike's point about Marty Morningweg.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to work. What I will tell you is if the guys think it's good, then it's good, right? We always say this. No matter what you thought about Dan Quinn and how corny some of those sayings were, the guys bought it.
Right.
I mean, we went to a Super Bowl on a phrase called brotherhood.
Right.
And we got there and people at the Super Bowl were like, what's this gang you guys are in? And we were like, what are you talking about? And they were like, no, we hear you. This is brotherhood. No, that's just a phrase they use in the locker room about having each other's back. It was corny to other people, but it works. I don't know if this is going to work, but here's my issue with Schottenheimer. He's never been a head coach.
Yeah.
Ever. At any level. And so when you start talking about, okay, now the first job he gets is the Cowboys head coaching job, uphill battle.
Yeah, and again, think about how just – meh, his time that one season at Georgia was. So that was like the end of the string for Mark Richt. I don't understand how Jerry Jones, with all the resources he's got and the millions and millions of dollars, goes for the cheapest option when it comes to the most important job.
Well, he knew he had to pay Mike Parsons.
And he wouldn't fire – he should have fired McCarthy after the playoff loss to the Packers.
True.
That's embarrassing.
Look, there's a salary cap, and then there's the money you spend on your staff.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Jerry Jones – and by the way, you notice since that last time, you haven't heard anything from Jerry Jones on the mic.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
All right, last one here. Well, actually, Carl says he has something.
Yeah,
I do have something.
We're going to turn the tables on our Yeah Man, No Man Inquisitor.
I just want to – my guy's at the bar right here because I went to the bar, and I'm at the bar talking with some of our listeners, and these two gentlemen right here, the guy that was on the computer that now shut it down.
Right.
Because his boss is next to him. I ordered a high noon, not for myself. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean –
but I ordered it, and they looked at me, and they go, who is that for? And I said, it's for Day-Day, our executive producer. And they go, really? And so I ordered it, and then I thought I was done. And then the bartender, her name's Jamie, she does an amazing job.
Right.
I said, Day-Day, high noon? He goes, yeah. So I turn around, and these guys are like, Day-Day, high noon. And then Jamie goes, pineapple or black cherry? And Day-Day's like, pineapple.
Oh.
And so then these guys lose it at the bar because they're like, Mike, a high noon pineapple?
Yeah.
Who's drinking this?
Now, I got to be honest, Day-Day, where I come from, it would be a high noon and vodka.
Yes.
A high noon and gin. The fact you're just drinking that, I mean, it's
so, yeah, man.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, we know you're hard and you go hard in the paint, But not right now, because that is soft. That's just very soft.
Yeah, man, no, man. That do you drink soft. High noon at the house?
No. No, man. Actually, I don't.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, just trying to.
So if we show up, you won't have a refrigerator full of high noon.
What is that drink?
What's the drink? Blind Pirate at
the drink you just had, that tasty beverage.
Oh, the refresher? What was it called?
Yeah, it's vodka and little grapefruit.
Summer Crush.
Yeah, it's a Summer Crush. It's almost like.
Oh, so good.
That looks up at the Summer Crush, okay?
Listen.
I mean, the Summer Crush looks like a rusty nail compared to what you're drinking
there. I just needed something small. All right, last one. Come on.
Oh, my God.
All right, One Music Fest announced its lineup for the Fall Music Festival.
Worried about
and
you.
There will be a Dungeon Family reunion. Dungeon Family reunion and friends with a tribute to Rico Wave, who passed away.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest in peace,
Yeah, man, no man. Andre 3000 will surprise fans and actually rap.
Ooh.
And not play the flute or piano if he's there.
Because isn't it kind of...
Wow.
Isn't it a tribute where you've got to kind of go back to what made you and the connection with the deceased?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to doing the self-indulgent flute thing that Andre's been doing of late?
Okay. Oh, stop.
Yes, play this. Stop. By the way, the next time you drink one of those, we're going to play this and make you listen to this.
Stop. You know what? It's a really good question.
Yeah.
And if he was ever going to do it, Rico Wade... Would make him do it.
Yeah.
I mean, honoring his family member. I mean,
or maybe he does a funeral tribute, funeral dirge on flute.
You're talking about Dungeon family. Like, I say Dungeon, that's their family, man.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, if it ever was going to happen, to be real, like, that's probably the moment. It doesn't mean he won't do this after.
I still think Andre is.
I think that he'd rap.
I still can't believe Andre is not pulling our chain with this.
No,
I mean, this is Grammy nominated.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, then you and I need to go get a Casio, and you need to go get a recorder. Like, let's go make some Grammys, man. My God,
that's your yeah, man. No man for a Thursday, man.
When is the One Music Festival?
It's October. I gotta get the dates.
It's in October.
But it's October.
By the way, like
the
list
it.
Of artists that are performing is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, is it?
Oh my gosh!
Who's playing?
The Roots are gonna be there, and they're bringing like Mary J. Blige. Dochi's gonna be there. Clips are gonna be there. Like anybody that's anybody right now in hip hop, or was somebody in hip hop, and is still somebody in hip hop, they're gonna be there.
Yeah,
shout out to Greg Street. Greg Street's doing a set too at
I think he's gonna
One
do
Music
it.
Fest.
Greg Street. Well, then that means I'm in. I'm good.
I think he'll do it.
Rico Wade, man, again, if you don't know the history of his connection to music here in Atlanta, incredible, and he passed away. That's a really good question. All right, man, we'll stay up on that because I'm curious about that one, that festival when it goes down. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. Mike and I today are camp observations. There's a lot to talk about, including, look, I'm not dogging him out. Kirk Cousins was holding the ball too long today, Mike. In fact, it resulted in a couple of sacks by our rookie James Pierce Jr., we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what we saw from Michael Penix and the latest on the injury front as well with the Falcons. Also coming up, guys, you will hear our conversation with Kyle Pitts. For those who missed it, interesting stuff from our tight end.
Data, you want a straw with that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.